I know if I'm trying to get good with money, you should be trying to get good with money, okay? We are not our parents. We are not sitting at these jobs for 30 plus years, all right? Get Good With Money is a book that we're reading for season 19. Get it, got it good, whether it's digital, hard copy, from the library, it don't matter. Follow along, read along, do the steps, take notes, and learn something. Learn something financially, learn something about budgeting, learn something about debt, learn something about utilizing your assets, learn something about your 401k, learn something about stocks and bonds, but learn something, teach somebody, okay? Let's start the show. Okay, y'all. It's just me at the beginning of this, but I'm gonna bring the crew in later. It's just a lot of information, and I don't want the episode to be super long when we record because we got lives and we got shit to do. Welcome back to So What Page Beyond Be. The book that we are discussing is Get Good With Money by Tiffany Alishay. This is a on-the-go book club, okay? So what we try to do is pick a book between the three of us, Kiki, Casey, and myself, that we just want to get into and we want to get more information about, and we take what we can away from it to utilize in our lives. So this book is talking about money. We all need to be better be money, okay? So this episode, we are discussing chapters 5 and 6. If you did not read or you plan to read, do not listen to this episode. If you want to just get a summary of what happened so you could get on with 6 and 7, you can listen. I'll allow you to listen, okay? So, are y'all ready? Okay. So, this is episode 4, So What Page We On Be. You can find So What Page We On Be on TikTok and Twitter. You can find any updates of what's going on with it or episodes to come on shabbypodding.com. And yeah, we're at the end of February, and this is the second episode this month because there was a lot to read, okay? So I'm going to go over chapter 5, 40% whole, score high, credit. We're talking about credit, okay? So what is credit? Borrowing money with the expectation that you will pay it back to the credit card company with interest, with more money on top of the money you spent that was not yours, okay? You signed a contract. Basically, that's what it is. What you will learn in this chapter is you will learn about the terms of credit. Number 1, your credit report. Number 2, your credit score. Number 3, the credit bureaus that report your score to other companies to see if they should do business with you, okay? Those are the main players, is what she said. They'll always be in your business, and they talk to each other, okay? They key about you and your spending habits. Your credit report is basically your transcript, like in school. It takes, details on your mortgage payments, your payment history, bankruptcies, liens, collections, and if you're worth, what you're worth based on your credit, okay? Your credit report is basically your GPA, your average grade across the board. So let's talk about your credit score and where it places you and what that means to other people who see your credit score, okay? Don't be offended. This is just how it works. So if your credit score is between a 300 and a 580, that's poor. You're basically risky, okay? You're probably going to get turned down for anything you apply for. If your credit score is 580 to 669, that's fair. That's average. Still low. Still need to do some work. You're probably going to have a high rate on your car payment and your insurance rate, okay? If your credit score is a 670 to a 739, that's considered good. That's above average. You probably get a nice little interest rate, nice little card with a little benefits, you know what I'm saying? If your credit score is between a 740 and a 799, that's considered very good. very dependable. You make your payments on time. Everything looks pretty decent. And if your credit score is an 800 to an 850, that's considered exceptional, well above average. And people love to do business with you. They love to offer you things because they feel like they can trust you with their money, plus the interest that you will be paid back. All right? All right. When it comes to the credit bureaus, look at them as teachers, okay? She talked about her credit score being 802 and her score dropping to 547 because she foreclosed on her condo. It took her a year and a half to build her credit back to a 750, and she did it by making a lot of on-time payments and paying in full to bring her average back up. I think a lot of people make consistent payments on their credit cards, but they don't pay it in full because sometimes you be spending and sometimes you ain't got it. And the credit card companies know of when you ain't got it, because that means they're going to put more interest on your payment and you're going to have to pay them back longer. So if you want to speed up the time frame where you can raise your credit score, ask for a higher limit, do not close your account, and pay down any revolving account balances when you can. Tax time is coming up. You know what to do. You might not want to, but you know what to do. All right. How to grow your FICO score. Number one, check your payment history. You want to aim for 35% of that being your score. So if it's good, that's good. Number two, you want to reduce the amount you owe and to improve your credit utilization. Okay, that's 30% of your score. Number three, protect your credit inquiries. So people who do soft checks on your credit and hard checks on your credit, be mindful of that, because that's 10% of your score when it comes to your credit. Number four, build the length of your credit history. So if you have like anything, maybe like a Netflix, put it on a credit card that's a small amount, pay it off. The longer they see that you've been consistently paying on something, it's a small amount, you could pay it, just pay it off. Don't put huge amounts of things on there that you cannot pay off, that you don't know if you could pay off, okay? Number five, manage your credit mix, okay? Whether you have a credit card with Capital One, whether you have a credit card with Chase, whether you have a credit card with Amex, manage it all, okay? Manage your car payments, okay? Make them on time. Make them in full. Now we're around page 124. If you have the book, How to Dispute an Item on Your Credit Report. I think a lot of people will find this very useful. So listen up. Number one, ask yourself and have proof of why you think this reported thing on your credit is wrong. Have copies of why you think it's wrong. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, like a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy. Shambi Podden, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website. because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show. And dispute it, okay? Now, she said you can digitally dispute it by typing in why you think is wrong, uploading proof. But she said you should also mail in a dispute. And she has the directions on there on how you do that. And she said mail it in even if there's an online option. How do you reduce the amount owed to improve your utilization by 30%? Credit card debt is called unsecured debt. And it's called unsecured debt because no one is going to pay back the credit card company if you don't pay back the credit card company, okay? They can only go to you for the money. Secured debt is like a mortgage to buy a house or an auto loan to get a car. It's lower risk. They know you need it. They know you're going to do whatever you need to do to have it. Now, 2024 into 2025, a lot of people cannot make these high car payments, these high truck payments, and a lot of newer cars you're going to find at auctions because people are biting off more than they can chew. It's hard for you to go on a car dealership and find a car payment is going to be less than $500 right now. The fact that my truck payment is $264, amazing, okay? People wish they could, okay? And I hate giving these people $264 of my dollars every month, but I also like the fact that I don't have to make a $500 car payment and then turn around and make a $200 plus insurance payment. A lot of people are paying that out here and they're struggling, and that's where most of their income is going, okay? So she said to put your smallest reoccurring bill on your credit card so you have a low percentage. She talks about when it's okay to close a credit card, and she talks about how you could calculate your credit card utilization on page 130. If you want to, you could do the math. I don't need to do the math. I know I could be better about my utilization, but I am a single mother with a iffy co-parent and another parent that don't help me with nothing. That man is like Casper the Friendly Ghost, and he's not friendly, okay? I don't even know where he is, and I don't care. But it's a lot on me to come through with the money, and sometimes the credit cards be playing as my co-parent go-to when I need to do things, unfortunately. All right, she talked about how to protect your credit card inquiries, which is 10% of your score. This is where you'll have more accounts, and that equals more debt. So the less accounts you have, the less percentage of a debt you'll, have. The greater chance of bankruptcy is all them people who got 10 credit cards in their wallet, because eventually you're going to put yourself in such a big hole that you will never be able to pay them back, okay? Credit card inquiries can negatively affect your score for up to 12 months and stay on your credit card report for up to 2 years, okay? They penalize you for certain things. So be mindful of how many times you run your credit and where and why. She talked about the difference between a soft inquiry and a hard inquiry. Soft inquiry requires no permission. They do not impact your credit score. They pull up partial info, and it's pre-qualification things. So you know how you get like pre-qualified for a card? They already know your details. They're just like, hey, do you want this card or not? All right. Hard inquiries require your social security number, require you to give them permission to do a pull, and they impact your score. And if you have Credit Karma or a Chase or Capital, they'll let you know, hey, somebody did an inquiry on your shit. What's up? Was this you? Okay. They'll let you know. Now, how to protect your credit inquiries. Number one, always ask what type of application will trigger this inquiry. Will it be hard or soft? Number two, take advantage of the shop around rule. If you're looking to buy a house, do pre-mortgage banker or broker comparison before you agree for a home loan, okay? Just to make sure you're getting the best rate. If one creditor knows your details, they all do. The rest of them just acting like they don't, all right? You ain't hear it here. You heard it in this book. And I feel like that's where I'm going to stop, okay? I feel like I'll do the rest of the episode with Casey and Kiki a little bit later, but I just needed to get all those details out because I got a lot going on today. I'm supposed to be at the office. Clearly, I'm not, because this weekend, my eye decided to basically be swollen in one of the lymph nodes in my eye, and I need to get that seen about, okay? And, of course, it happened on the weekend where I couldn't go see my doctor, so there's that. So here I am on a Monday just doing things. Today, let me just say this. This is my little adulting rant. Today, I made a goddamn appointment to go see a dermatologist because I have, like, this spot on my arm that has always been there, but I just find that is it growing or not? Is it cancerous or not? I don't know, but I want to do a pre-check just to make sure. And I would like to know what I need to be doing for my skin properly instead of buying all of these products. I need to know what I need for my skin, what I don't need for my skin. And I want to go to a dermatologist. I have always wanted to go to a dermatologist about my skin. But it's just one of those things where you be like, I'm going to do it. I never do it. So I did it. I made an appointment, right? So I have the appointment for March. Why this hoe was on the phone, she was like, yeah, even with your insurance, just know your copay is going to be $375. Bitch! What? But I'm going to pay that hoe because I take that as like a self-care about me, investing in me, taking care of me, because who else going to do it, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and give them that money. But that's a lot of fucking money after you're paying insurance every month out your check. So what is it? Am I paying this doctor's school loans? Shit, bitch. But yeah, that was my little rant today. And today I was supposed to be calling my new doctor for a primary care physician so I could do a physical this year. Because, you know, the girl body is getting up there and I just need to make sure everything is right. So, yeah, I'm doing a lot in a day. I have an appointment later to go to about my eye. I have to go to the grocery store, get water, get Capri Suns and lunch meat. I have a meeting later for Anya's new principal at her new middle school that she's going to. She got into an art school, y'all. She really want to go. I didn't tell her yet. I'm going to surprise her. I don't know how I'm going to surprise her, but it's just so fun that she's going to be going to an art school. I love the school already. And what else I got going on today? I got a lot going on today, and I got to get prepped to be in the office tomorrow if everything goes good with my eye and shit. So, yeah. See y'all later. Just wanted to do my part. Bye.
Why?
Because it's a crooked lady.
Your hair is cute.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's going to be gone. It's going to be in a low bun.
When?
Tonight, because I feel it's a hat week.
Oh, yeah. You going to the office the rest of the week, huh?
Yeah.
Boo.
I don't want to have to deal with hair.
Did Anya start her crochet thing yet?
She need the little starter piece.
What's the little starter piece?
You know, that little circle piece that's already started.
She did that? She needs it.
She needs it. So I have to get her one.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was included in the thing. It's not.
It should be in there, but she said that she don't have one. So I'm just like, okay, I'll get you one.
Uh-huh.
Did you start one?
Hell no. I tell you, girl, my life's been all over the place. I didn't even start my class yet.
What class are you trying to do now?
Well, this is my second class, you know, going back to school to finish my degree.
Yeah.
So this is the second class I'm supposed to be doing, but I ain't start yet.
Do you have a limit on what time you're supposed to do it?
No.
Oh, well, shoot. Get to it when you get to it.
Right. So I'm just trying to clear shit up in the house.
Understood. You got a new baby. Now Brenda's got a baby.
This is a handful.
Yeah, I see. On your desk and shit.
Girl, okay.
Listen, your food is no longer safe away enough to walk away.
But she's pretty good about listening and stuff. I just think because she's still young. I mean, she's gonna test the boundaries, but so far so good. She ain't scratched me today when I was trying to give her medicine.
How you have to give it by mouth?
I gotta give her a syringe. Fuck the girl.
We got passion marks.
Yes, man. It looked like I was trying to analyze myself.
My goodness. He's a cutter.
Right.
That's crazy.
Well, it's not like she does it on purpose. She just always like retracts her claws. Like,
Other
and then when you playing, she be in hunter mode.
that.
She like crouches down and like swings her tail around and pounces on shit.
How is she with the dogs?
Would you like to see?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Oh, she's just relaxing. They all got their spot. That's funny.
Like Gizmo came up to her earlier while she was laying like that, and she was just kind of like swiping at him, like batting at him with her paws.
Yeah. Get
It
out
was
my
funny,
face.
right?
Okay. Is she more active at night or no?
She's a little bit more active at night, and then when I go and then when I pet her, that's when they kind of like try to approach her because they see that she's calm. No bites.
You call her, does she come?
She don't know her name yet. So when I say, so Robbie. But like she'd be mad when I give her medicine, but then she still follow me around the house. Like right now she's not following me.
Knows it's out of love.
I think she's comfortable now.
That's good. I'm still waiting to tell me when my prescription is ready. Like, are you serious? I said, what time are y'all closed? She's like 10 o'clock. I said, that don't mean wait till 10 to give my shit.
Right.
Damn.
You're gonna be picking that shit up tomorrow on your way home from work.
So irritating. Like I
So
don't
is he not joining?
probably not, but that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, she said, did you send the Zoom?
Emails. Me see. Send again. Share in this caring.
Don't know. Lately, I've just been feeling like there's not enough time in the day to do anything.
Boy, today, that's how I feel. That's how I feel.
I've been feeling like that, and I just also feel like that's high key me wanting to do too much.
How do I get that? Okay, here it is. Copy link. Today I just feel like everything is bow, 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 bow.
Yeah, I get that.
I had made an appointment with another dermatologist. I'm gonna call them tomorrow and see what their price is like, because I just feel like that's too
Two seven? What else? Three seven?
Yeah, 375 is what she said. I'm just like, you're.
That's with your insurance?
Yeah,
Oh.
They must be like specialty or something.
Yeah, were they out of network?
They shouldn't be. They should go.
I would double check an ass. I was like, y'all in? Are they in network?
Yeah, I gave her the thing. She was like, "Is it PPO or HMO?" I was like, "It don't say that on there."
Call the insurance company.
So she ran it and she checked. But what's so crazy when you go on Blue Cross thing, it's listed under in network. So I'm just like, "What's up?"
Well, you know, sometimes the websites don't update.
I know that was my irritation with Kaiser. That's why I was like, "I'm not dealing with them this year."
What you call used to work for the healthcare people, he would be like, if you are unsure or you hear something that ain't right, call your healthcare provider, and then they have like the little concierge service that'll do this shit for you.
They do, but it takes you forever to go through the prompts to get to them. And then once you get to them, they give you a list that's also outdated. So you end up calling eight people to figure out the truth.
They're supposed to be doing that.
Exactly, but they don't filter them properly. I said, I call these places. They said they're not taking this insurance.
No, I'm saying the healthcare concierge service is supposed to be calling them people, not you.
Yes, but you sit on hold, right? And you wait for them to say, okay, this person, this can do it, blah, 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 blah. And then you get their contact and then you do the confirmation and be like, oh, we don't take this. So what? And I'd be like, so what did they do on the call? And then because I'm working the same hours as them and my lunchtime be their lunch, it'd be like, I can't do this.
Yeah. That's trash in itself.
It's so irritating. So today when I went to go for my appointment, hey Kiki, today when I went for my appointment, she was like, "Do you have a PCP?" I was like, "No, but I was supposed to call one today, but they were on lunch." She was like, "Well, we can do your physical here." I was like, "Girl, sign me up."
Right.
She's like, "We can do your liver testing and this." I was like, "Girl, sign me up." And then what's most important, she was like, "We could do Saturday and Sunday." I said, I'm tired of going into work to ask, can I go get my body checked? Please, massa.
Oh, I don't ask. I just tell them.
I mean, I told them today, but I just hate knowing, like, okay, the girls have a dentist appointment coming up. And then I tried to take that day to schedule my things too.
Yeah.
We on crunch time anyway, because I got
No,
them.
facts.
I did chapter five solo, so we ain't got to do that.
Okay.
Chapter six is really easy.
Talking
So,
about it's just talking about increasing income.
what'd you say?
Ain't it talking about increasing income?
Yeah, learn to earn.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna just add this into what I was talking about, Kiki. I'm here.
Oh.
Under a rock.
Okay.
I am losing my voice. Oh
So you and cover both in that seat and shut in.
no.
Aww. Ooh.
Kiki will not be speaking, but she is here, okay?
Right. We appreciate you being here, girl.
We do, we do, we do. So last episode, Kaysine and I talked about, pre-credit, and chapter five, she went in on credit. She did a real good walkthrough with credit and understanding credit, how to use credit, how to fix your credit. And there's a lot of details in there if you need to write a removal letter. She tells you how to do that. If you need to ask for them to raise your what is that called?
Limit.
Yes, your limits on your credit card to help you get your percentage up. So if that's where your focus is right now financially, you should get into chapter five. Chapter six is called 50% Whole, Learn to Earn. And in this chapter, she's mainly talking about a plan for you to increase your income and get better with what you have and what you're earning and how to use it. She talks about the plan, and the plan is learning how to increase your pay and have more than one source of income. So obviously, automatically, I think side hustle, doing something on the side that you enjoy that also brings you money, because it will maximize your earning potential at work. It will help you build your skills and want to build your skills. It will help you decide what skill that you already have easy for you to monetize. And you can state what your number is more than somebody telling you, I'm going to pay you this. If it's something that you're creating for yourself and you know how to do, you could say, okay, this is the number that I need to make per year to get to my goal, or this is a number that I need to add on to the income I'm already bringing in over here to make myself comfortable. So she was talking about what's the income potential of what your skills are. So the breakdown of it, she goes through how to maximize your earnings. She talked about keeping a brag book.
Yep.
I think for Casey and Kiki, because they always talking about jobs and work and just who paying more, what opportunities, what, y'all have to have a brag book. I thought that was right up y'all alley, as to supporting what's on your resume. I think Kiki has spent a long time of investing in her education in order to get to where she's at. I think you do a great job of assessing what you want out of a workplace and knowing when you need to be up out of there and somewhere else. And I think a brag book is perfect to keep you focused on what spaces is not enough, what you need to do. I don't think enough people have a brag book or keep just like their resume updated. And I think that's what people need to do now. My cousin just texted me today about how his job is laying off a whole bunch of people after they asked them to relocate.
That's crazy.
Which is insane. A lot of people on TikTok are complaining about how they relocated a whole different city, got a whole new lease, and then that job lays them off. And so it's just a crazy time not to make sure your skills are in check so you could be better elsewhere just in case something happens. She talked about enhancing and expanding your skills, professional development, which I think you guys do a great job of. She talked about checking if your company will cover the costs. I know when Kiki was working where we all was working, she utilized the shit out of the company covering her school stuff.
Right, her continued education.
Yes, which is very important. She talked about maximizing how much you make on your way through the door. Basically eliminating the need to look for additional sources of income by making sure you can make the max of where you're at, because we cannot duplicate ourselves to be in more places than one at the same time. So if you can improve your skills, go into that yearly meeting and say, hey, I think I deserve a raise because of X, Y, and Z, do that better than going to a next job and the next job and you're always trying to creep up. But sometimes changing the job to get the salary you want is quicker than you sitting in the same job that you are. So you just got to know what you're dealing with.
And then she also talked about when switching jobs, what non-monetary stuff is more valuable for you too, like more like PTO and 401k benefits and stuff like that.
Yes.
I like what she said about additional streams of income. Mm-hmm. But with that, it's like nobody ever tell you how to manage your time.
Yeah.
They don't. Because it's different for everybody.
Yeah. And sometimes when you got to do the stuff for other streams of income that you have, it takes away from that one that's guaranteeing to give you X, Y, and Z money. So you have to know, okay, this weekend I'm going to focus on this. Or yes, I have to go to this place and this place, but if I do this first, I'll have time to go to those places and also get this done. So it's really like, are you a person that can delegate something that's supposed to bring money for you, or do you need somebody to tell you where to be? And I think some people think, okay, I'm making this at this job, I could just do this on the side and that'll bring me extra money. But if you're not organized and you're not self-disciplined and you're not going to stick to it, you're just going to have half-eaten apples of possibilities everywhere, and you're never going to actually feed yourself properly.
And also, I think from her standpoint, she was talking more about like a single person. So like
Yes.
no, like they're
With
not
no children.
married with no children, not married, or if you have like a boyfriend. Well, not I'm not gonna say a boyfriend. You have like a partner or something like that, but y'all don't live together necessarily. So it's one of those things that you could kind of split your time between a side hustle and your regular job. But that's hard for people who have one small children, two taking care of a parent or an adult. They can't take care of themselves. So it's like it's different factors that she doesn't talk about and that people really can't do the advice that she was given as far as like earning more money.
Yeah, it doesn't apply for everybody.
Mm.
She talked about not applying for any and all credit cards that you see. What else did you talk about?
Oh, that wasn't a credit card. That wasn't a credit one.
Did I make some of my notes? Probably.
That wasn't a credit one, and I said, "Oop, that ain't me," because I'll be applying for all of
I
them.
stopped applying for the ones that didn't mean nothing, like Target, Macy's, like those retail cards.
Pause. I haven't been in Target since before this shit show, but I will say Target.
Nah, facts. I haven't either,
I
but I'm waiting.
haven't either.
But I did pre-order a book, so I'm waiting on that book from Target, though.
Target point system for what you buy versus the credit you get back is bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm just like, y'all could do way better than that. But hey,
That Target card ain't shit.
it's
the points that you get when you shop with them ain't shit.
Child, that little piece of little 5% ain't nothing.
Okay.
That's barely taxes.
Right. What else you talked about? She talked about assessing your skills, money, effort, and time. It's like a requirement for you to know how to delegate that. Sometimes I feel like when people say, oh, there's so many jobs, and people are saying that they can't find jobs, they're lying. No, there's hella jobs. But people look at the pay and the time that they're giving these jobs, it doesn't equate to anything that they need to cover. There's a lot of people who are really working slaves because they're not getting ahead of anything. They can't pay the bills that they have with the jobs that they have. So really, that's why people are not applying, because it's not an efficient way to utilize their time. And I wish people would be honest about why people are not going for these jobs that they're offering. It's not because they feel like they're better than to do it. It's not because they can't do it. And it's not because they don't want to do it. The pay does not make fucking sense. You can't tell people to go to college for this degree and this job requires this degree, and then be like, we're starting you off at 16 per hour. That ain't shit. Okay, so I don't know. Society is just not matching up with what people want us to do. She talked about asking yourself and assessing what are you actually good at. And sometimes you may feel like you don't know what you're actually good at. Somebody on the outside of you that knows you, your friend, your family, your parents may be like, you've always been good at this thing. Why don't you try this? And sometimes you have to ask people who are watching you or observing you, what do you think that I'm really good at? What do you think I might like? Here's this opportunity. And write them down. She was saying, always write them down and see if there's something that you can monetize. Then she went into deciding which skills you can monetize. What is going to be a good return on your investment? I think the days of people opening storefronts and having a business is a wrap. Because I'm
the
seeing,
brick and mortars.
Yeah, I'm seeing much way more people who've had that storefront for decades close that storefront because real estate wise, rent wise, what they're bringing in really doesn't make any sense. You could do it somewhere. Yeah. And so a lot of people are closing their brick and mortar stores. I feel like it's not really necessary unless it's in a great location and you can handle the overhead. A business like Slutty Vegan, she was talking about how many millions of dollars she was spending in overhead and that she was just doing too much and she had to reassess how she was spending her money because, yeah, you have all of these locations, but if you can't handle the overhead and pay your employees, you in the hole in some shit.
I keep feeling like that Slutty Vegan hype then went down, though.
Oh, yes.
And that's the thing, like, you got to spend money to make money first.
Yes. Yes. And even though she has been making a good amount of income to have the locations that she has, and I commend her for it. I think with her and her husband being in the same type of business and having to invest, it's kind of like, girl, I would hate to see what her monthly bills look like.
Wait, who's her husband?
The guy that has Dave's Philly cheesesteaks.
Oh, seriously, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that, though.
His cheesesteaks are good.
So good. So good. But I think he does a better job of getting prime locations. Like, him having the one in the stadium. Him getting the location in Atlanta Airport.
Perfect. I thought she had a location in the airport, too.
Why you know that was in the airport?
Yeah. Oh, she is somebody's airport. I don't know if it's here or in New York. She's in somebody's airport, I believe.
What concourse they on, child? We figure out what's in.
Look, Kiki go to college with me. I had a cheesecake and I fell asleep and missed my flight. Yeah, but yeah, I think he picks really good locations and his marketing is really good for his demographic.
Casey Wild.
I do feel like that.
She talked about indirect return on your investment, whether you make business cards, and yes, people need that, but they don't necessarily have to come to you. So that's not always an automatic win. You have a website where, yes, you want traffic, but that doesn't automatically guarantee profit that people are going to buy. You might make flyers and shit, but that doesn't automatically mean somebody's going to come to you. So you always have to be separating yourself to figure out why somebody's coming to you.
I just think with social media and the internet now, like the power with that, we don't need to spend money on advertising. Not a whole lot anyway. Because, like, you could do something on, like, TikTok and then take it from TikTok. And not saying, like, posting on TikTok, but, like, just take it from TikTok and put it on, like, your Facebook. You put it on Instagram. You could put it on Twitter and, like, just pay for, like, the boost. And that's, like, an extra maybe 10, 15 bucks for a week or two. So it could get put in people's algorithms and stuff like that. So you really don't have to pay for like business cards anymore per se, unless like you want stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then she was also talking about spending money on shit to make your office look pretty.
I was at the bookstore this weekend and there was this magazine, this tax magazine, and they were talking about all these stuff that you could do to write off shit.
Speaking of taxes, y'all heard that that $5,000 that they're giving out ain't going to everybody?
It's not. You know what now?
That $5,000 that they're talking about giving out, that's not going to everybody?
For what?
It's going to people of a certain income threshold. So, like, low-income families aren't going to get it.
They're not getting it?
They're not going to get it. Because
they already get so many government assistance.
Their ideology is that people who are paying taxes that don't get taxes are paying more taxes than the people who are low income who really aren't paying taxes. So that's for the people who pay too much in taxes and debt. And the ideology behind that is that, and this is what I just heard on the internet. I didn't do any research from it, so don't fact check me. But you can fact check it, but don't come at me talking about spilling wrong information because, again, I didn't fact check the information I got. I'm just saying what I heard. And what they were saying was that behind it, they feel like people that are low income don't know how to save money. They get the $5,000, they're just gonna spend it.
Let me tell you something. I was at Children's Hospital today at that new location. And I said, is this where our tax dollars are going? Because that thing is nice. You understand me?
I think the color is nice.
That's that new one that they just opened up last year.
When I had to take Ari, when she had put on that chair on herself when she was younger, I said, oh, this is nice.
I'm like, is this where my tax dollars is going in DeKalb County?
So
Because
this is the thing. Hospitals aren't built on like tax dollars. Hospitals are built from like investors. And that's why everything costs so fucking much when you go to the damn hospital because they got to pay them people back.
What else she talk about? She talk about knowing your income potential, how much money you actually can make from what you're good at and what you actually enjoy doing. And she talked about not being afraid if something doesn't already exist. I think there's a lot of people with great ideas that's scared to put it out there because they're scared people will find it stupid, or they're really not going to get the customer that they think they need in order to make a profit. And there's so many people outside who are tired of going to the same type of places. Like I saw this guy, and I posted it on Shambie Potting on IG. He made a, I think it was a bookshop and a coffee shop together. And I thought that was so cute. And there's a black-owned, like a wine bookstore. I forgot what they called it. I posted it yesterday in Atlanta, and I sent it to Casey.
Flip and read.
What is it called?
Is that his song, Chris? The preview?
I was lying. I ain't see the thing.
Check your DMs. I sent it to you yesterday. I think it's a great idea where you just you could get wine and all types of drinks, and they have books in there that you can read. And it's kind of like a,
On Shammy Potton.
yes, it's kind of like a laid back
It's
drink.
a black women-owned wine and book bar
Yes.
providing, oh, didn't already did the thing. It's called Vibrary. Vibrary.
It's so cute.
Oh, I love the name.
Yeah.
It's like stuff like that. Like people are looking for interesting things. But the one thing that I'm starting
I
to,
love it. I'll go.
where is it?
Hold on. I'm bringing my little friend up. We've been talking about books and stuff.
One
It's
thing I hate about Atlanta, I'm starting to
in
hate.
Stone Mountain.
The fact that all the cute places have no fucking parking.
Man.
Oh,
And
yeah, nah.
I'm just like, dog, why y'all keep doing this?
that make me not want to go.
You ain't got no parking. And then if you park, you're kind of like, damn, is it okay for me to park here? And it's just like, ew. It's turning into LA.
What did I say? I've been telling y'all this.
Yeah, you did.
Atlanta is becoming just like it's the LA of the East. The only difference with Atlanta is with the people, it's a less sophisticated Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's
And
all.
when I told somebody that, they laughed like really, really hard. And I'm
Not
like, why are you laughing?
really hard.
And I'm like, why are you laughing? They was like, because nobody has ever said that. They were like, I never heard that. And then until you said it, I put two and two together and I can see it.
Yeah. There's no,
Atlanta is a less sophisticated version of LA.
it is no parking, and it makes you feel like because you drive, you're now excluded from having the relaxation of walking here and enjoying this.
Yeah. Because you don't stay in Midtown, you don't stay downtown.
Yeah. The vibrate.
Lord.
And this is another thing. If I see Main Street anything in the address, I'm triggered.
Listen.
But you know what? Another thing I thought
Downtown
about.
somewhere.
There's this this breakfast spot that I haven't been to. It's in East Point. It's on that little street across from that Wells Fargo Bank at the corner, across from that train station. I said, Chantal, why haven't you thought of parking at the train station when you have to go to the little restaurants and walking across the street to park?
Yeah.
I said, damn, why did I think of that? Because that parking sucks.
No shade. That's like the next time I gotta go to, like, I'm going to like the museum or something like that. Or if I want to go to Midtown, I'm just gonna park at the train station and just take the train.
Same. That's what I used to do when I was around Lakewood. But now it's kind of like these YNs that be on the train. Gotta watch yourself because they don't care if you with kids or whatever.
Man, like, they will pull out strap on you.
Oh yes.
And I'm not talking about no little baby gun. These young niggas got
AKs.
They
work in groups.
They do.
And that's the annoying part about that. And I'm just like, oh my goodness.
I just think for me, where I get on at, it's like once I hit that Midtown area, them YNs ain't really on my side of town.
No, they're not. They're on that south side.
Yeah, they're on that south side. They're on that red line. They're on that gold line going north.
They hoping for that tourist that don't know what Atlanta is for real.
They want to Buckhead.
Right. They're looking for people. They're trying to catch people like that's coming from the airport. They're trying to catch people that's like stopping in like that midtown, downtown, Buckhead area. They're not checking for me who coming on over here with the Latinos. And then once I get to the airport, I'm gunning it because I already know where I'm trying to go. It's like, shit, I've been here 13 years, but this time I'm a local by now.
Period.
And then, like, if I'm anywhere near Atlantic Station or going somewhere around downtown, I park the truck at Atlantic Station and I Uber.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't need for me to get to my car for nothing, like, yellow bugging. But you know what's so crazy? I saw a post today talking about how many people getting their cars stolen at the airport.
That's what I don't understand.
I said, that's some ignorant shit. Pay as much as you pay to park at Atlanta Airport and then your shit come up missing because thieves is making fobs in less than 5 minutes on your shit.
They gotta be parking where they're not supposed to be parking. Yeah.
I don't know what they doing to get out, but they probably scamming using a false card to get out too.
Like a fake credit card?
I pay $15 a day.
So they made a whole police force just for the cars being stolen at the airport.
That's crazy.
Insane. And then you think about all the people that work at the airport or flight attendants that gotta park there for how many days. It's just like, damn, we can't do shit.
But y'all see they're trying to set them up like they leaving like luxury cars turned on and like sitting. And if the person gets in the car, they got a camera on the steering wheel.
They've been doing that in places like Detroit and Memphis. I watch those sometimes, but it's just like, I went to Kroger today. It wasn't even late. It was one car up in that hole. And I was like, this is the epitome of why these young kids think they're too good to get a grocery store job because it's not giving them enough money fast enough.
Yeah.
You have all these young people out here looking for a faster, more expensive hustle where they want to make $800 today, not in 2 weeks. And that's the epitome of what's going on right now. And it's just so sad because that post of all them those four young boys, what was that, in Florida? Felony charges. For what? Stealing some cars?
But you know the crazy thing about it is crime don't pay like it used to no more.
Oh, hell. You gotta get in and get out.
Yeah, like selling drugs don't make money like how it used to. Scamming. People can barely scam like they used to.
Yeah, I see they calling Atlanta Scamlanta.
I mean, it's always been that, but now they just got cameras everywhere. You're not getting away with it. You going to Walmart, your shit is FBI. You on the camera as soon as you hit the parking lot.
I listened to a podcast and somebody was talking about how they used to do it like back in the day. So, like in the early 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, technology wasn't like how it is today, right? So they were saying like how the surveillance cameras can only capture so much. And then they say when they'll go, they'll always have like a hat and sunglasses on. So like when they'll bring up like when they'll like bring like go to their residence and try to like catch them in something, they'll be like, oh, that's not me. And you can't barely tell who that person is because they got glasses and a hat on.
Now they only need your eyes, or they only need certain features to put it together.
Exactly. And like back then, it was just like, bitch, you were trying to, it was like when you was a kid trying to look at the cable television where the porn used to come on later at night. You was trying to, that's what the security cameras used to look like, all blurry and stuff. Now they're too advanced.
Yeah, that's pointless now. It's just a matter of time.
And people don't write checks no more, so who doing check fraud?
Oh, some old ass people write checks and I hate them for it.
What? I ain't seen nobody write a check in years.
Like, come on, stop writing checks. Stop giving people your routing number over the phone.
Right.
I had to talk to my mom today. She was like, so I went to pay these people at this for this medical card, and I paid them with my card over the phone. They're talking about they need my routing number. Don't nobody need your routing number if you pay with your card.
Right.
I said, when next time you call them to pay anything, you talk to a supervisor.
Right.
Like, no, nobody need that. So, it's old people. A culprit right there.
Crazy.
But anywho, that was 5 and 6, y'all. The girl been running her mouth. The next time we'll read will be, because I didn't write it down. Calendar will be the 11th.
Okay.
March the 11th. Okay.
Seven is a lot, so I just said chapter 7.
Okay.
Over 7 because it's a lot. I looked at the pages. It's a lot of information. The weekend of the 14th through 17th, my man Peace will be here. And then the weekend after is appointment weekend. And then the weekend after that, I'm going to Charlotte's concert with him. So yeah, there's March.
Okay. What concert y'all going to?
I'm gonna go to this Dom Kennedy concert. So he's coming.
Dom Kennedy.
Yeah, Dom Kennedy's coming on the 27th here, and then he's doing a show in Charlotte. So I'm just like, I'll come. So there's that. His birthday is the 6th, and I'm just like, I'm not mailing his shit until Friday because I don't want him to open it.
I know my homeboy said he wanna go to this Beyonce concert. He's still trying to figure out when he wanna go.
What concert?
When is she gonna be here?
I think she's gonna be here in July. The Cowboy Carter tour.
Oh, yeah. What you call it? Got those tickets, JK?
This thing. How's she doing? I never checked in on her.
She doing a bit better. I think she moved. I feel like she got a new place. Ava's so goddamn tall. I'm just like, girl, blah. I'm so used to Ava being smaller than Anya. Not no more.
Them babies grow up fast.
She does.
They do.
I'm so funny. But yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna be grown one day.
Know. I was looking at them today. I'm just like, ugh. Anya asked me today. She's like, Mom. I was on the phone talking to her. She's like, Mom. I said, what? She's like, I have to ask you something. I was like, can I be? She was like, yes. She's like, Is it normal for your vagina to be itching?
Who asked you that?
Anya?
Nah, Anya, honey.
I said yes if it ain't clean.
Okay.
She was like, now I know you just gonna tell everybody. She was like, because I didn't want to tell you out loud.
Well, girl, she know her mama.
Right. So it was in CVS. She was like, so what's the answer? Ari saw me whispering back to her. So she was like, what y'all over here talking about periods? Like, oh my gosh. I was like, y'all are so nosy.
That's what you give having two girls.
I know. I'm just like, I said that's why you always wipe yourself properly, and if you don't have wipes, you just go in the bathroom with the tissue and clean yourself. But you
yeah,
baby wipes. From front to back.
Okay. I was like, girl.
My hungry had to tell me that when I used to watch my goddaughter. When she was a baby, she said, Casey, wipe from front to back, okay?
Yeah. She was like, so it's normal. You know, so you just need to keep yourself clean, right? I was like, please, go away.
Right. Be careful, my face, child. Please and thank you.
She came in here today. She was like, Mom. So the bus driver was like, my hair was cute. And I said, uh-huh. She said, Kia did that. Snatched all of it. Eight.
Oh.
He said, eight. No crumbs. I was like, like, go away, please.
It's like, your child.
She's like, she ate no crumbs. I'm just like, oh my God, go away.
Are these per ticket?
Okay.
More than likely, yes.
Okay.
And I'm about to tell him to kiss my ass. I ain't going to look out there.
We caught the pre-sale.
She said the pre-sale, she said she thinks Ticketmaster is the one upcharging them with all them fees and stuff.
But see, this is verified resale tickets, so I feel like everybody buy pre-sale tickets and then they resell them.
Yeah,
it's really disgusting. I said,
that's very greedy.
I said, I ain't even gonna look at that.
I don't think she's gonna sell out with this tour.
I don't think so either.
People are tired.
Mm-hmm. Maybe in Atlanta she did, because she added a fourth show in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. People are just like,
but also with Atlanta, I feel like Atlanta is that place where people from other cities come to go to the concert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So people be like, I drove all the way down from Memphis to see Beyonce.
I know.
I'm like, child, if I'm gonna see Beyonce, bitch, I'm gonna go to Houston and go see her ass. Like,
that's where I'm going this year.
Cat Williams gonna be here, and Martin doing a show here too.
Okay, I haven't been to a concert in a long time.
I'm not really into the comedy concerts.
I've never been.
Me either.
I do want to go to a comedy show though, like not a huge one, but like a small one.
Yeah, I've been to comedy shows. They're cool.
I've never been to one of them. I might go to one in Texas. Because Drake was like, if y'all go to the comedy show, we'll meet you there with his wife.
That's the one that live in Tyler?
Yeah.
It's a small world. It is a small world.
So like anytime I see somebody from Tyler on social media, I'd be like, let me send this to Drake. You probably know them.
I probably know who they are too.
This is so funny.
He and I went to the same high school.
Mm-hmm.
To get $800 goddamn, hell no.
Crazy.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. I don't even know her songs like that on the album.
Me either.
I haven't listened to a Beyonce album in a very long time. I haven't listened to a Beyonce album and when she stopped, and I think when she stopped singing and started that sing rap stuff.
Honestly, I like Destiny's Child albums. I appreciate them more now.
I do too.
Listen.
Ain't that gonna be the Act 3? The DC reunion?
Oh, I don't know.
They need to do a world tour. That's just gonna sell the fuck out.
That is gonna sell the hell out.
Yeah, because there's so many people now that Beyonce was in a group. Sit your young ass down.
Please. Please sit down.
That's just so old when people say shit like that.
Her best singing was in the group.
Listen.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like she kind of pulled back in the group though, but I feel like her best singing was when she first went solo.
Let me tell you something. When she was in the group singing like she was singing, doing the runs that she was doing the runs for, I said, no, she's going to have a solo career.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, for sure.
Stop playing herself.
Yeah, no, for sure.
It's coming.
And I think that's what it was, because remember when I was listening back to the Dangerland Love album, I was like, I forgot how good this album was.
Yeah.
I miss her doing interviews, too.
Man, when she would be high?
Mm-hmm. I would have to be high, too, though. I ain't even going to hold.
For real. Right now. Baby, the baby Matthew had stopped all that shit. He was like, nah, you ain't doing no more interviews, girl.
She was country in those interviews. It's so funny.
Listen.
It's so funny. Mm-mm-mm.
That was the kicker.
She was so country.
Very country. I made this notion one time. I actually, when Drew and I were together, I said this. I was like, why all the light-skinned girls from Houston, Texas got deep-ass voices?
Oh, yeah. Maybe the voices come from their butt.
Right.
Mm-mm. I don't know. But get ready for this meeting.
Oh yeah, get ready for the meeting for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
All the best. We wish her so much luck.
I know.
Yeah, me too.
I'm so happy. She don't know yet? You ain't tell her? Okay.
But I did price them uniforms. I said $130.
For one?
Mm.
Or just like her cardigan.
The package?
Yeah, the cardigan, the pants, the hoodie, the skirt.
I mean, it's worth it though.
Yeah.
It's a one time thing, yeah.
Like, girl, if you grow, you're going to have to meet me in the backyard.
And then they're like, you got to buy her new shoes. She could just wear your shoes.
She can't because she's in a 9.5. She has surpassed me.
She wear 9.5 women's?
Yes. I said, I mean, there's no more borrowing my shoes.
Damn.
Just out of there.
Well, that'd be my Christmas present. If she needs shoes, I get Christmas.
Oh my girl, that's a wrap. In my mind, I'm just like, thank God, because I'm just like, girl, I need to wear shoes like a white kid with a trust fund.
Oh,
I don't understand what you mean by that.
Just be dirtying them all up.
Tight suction feet.
Mm.
Ma'am, why?
Mm. Why are we doing this?
And then if she really feeling lazy, she'll get her boots. I'm just like, oh, okay.
Not her boots.
Or you just put on shoes and don't tie them. Just like, oh, so you got money.
Right.
But yeah, y'all be getting Converse for the new school year for me.
No, facts.
At that hot $100, because since Nike bought Converse, they done went up on their price.
They have gone up on their prices. I noticed that, and I'll be pissed off about it.
I said, these are the same shoes since I was in high school.
Girl, they're always the same damn shoes since we was in school.
The only thing that they've done new since I was in high school is the platforms.
Yeah.
But same shoes. I remember you used to be able to go to the shoe depot and get some Converse for $44.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck happened?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a great night.
All right, good night. Cause Kiki sound like she's about to go sleep, child.
Yes, she's down. And the house is quiet, so you know Kobe don't feel good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sleeps
good. We don't hear that man saying hi, nothing.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Our fourth member is down for the count.
Okay.
Bye, y'all.
All right, bye. Good night.